Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Excited to say, you know, is it truly the best time of the year? You know, we said it last episode. We say it every time, almost every episode. But now we are in March Madness postseason. It's officially here. And we have SEC baseball. Maybe this is truly the best time of the year.
Yeah, man, I don't think you can go wrong with it. I mean, we're going to have basketball all day tomorrow, and I'm going to have Tennessee, Alabama at 6:30. Then I'm going to have basketball all day Friday, and then Alabama, Tennessee on Friday night, and the same thing on Saturday, and then on basketball all day Sunday. And you'll have Auburn Friday through Sunday. So, man, it's going to be awesome. And, you know, of course, the first game of the day tomorrow is, in my opinion, been the hardest one to pick in all of the games in the round 64. That Creighton Louisville has been the hardest game that I've had to pick. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Auburn gets to start off with a bang. I'm glad Auburn plays at 150 tomorrow. I get out of class at 150.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be, bags will be packed up at 145. And as soon as she says, all right, see you tomorrow, out the door. We're out the door. Might have to listen to the first, you know, under 16 timeouts on the radio going down the road. May or not be speeding. If you're listening, I'm sorry, Mom. But we'll just have to see what time, you know, good old Professor Albin in evidence decides to wrap up tomorrow so I can get to watch my Tigers.
Maybe she'll be like, all right, we'll go out at 140 today. Give me a thing. She's feeling generous. Maybe God touched her.
Yeah, we're gonna call God as we walk out. She looks at me, I look at her, we call God, and then we go watch the Auburn Tigers. I mean, that's just
absolutely. So, man, you know, Alabama plays on Friday at 11:50. So, you know, I kind of get tomorrow off and just get to enjoy it. But not really, you know. Be honest with you, I think Alabama's draw is favorable.
I agree. I would tend to agree.
I think it's a little bit more favorable than Auburn's.
I would tend to agree.
So especially with Louisville being an hour away from home, you know.
But, you know, that's karma. That's karma. 2 years ago, Auburn got the Birmingham with Houston, and it mattered for a first half, and then Houston was the better team. Hopefully, maybe that happens again. Assuming Louisville wins and Auburn beats Alabama State, you know, knock on some wood somewhere. But hopefully the better team will just prevail, because I don't think there's any doubt who's the better team. It's just, you know, it's March. And if anything tells you like that, you know, Alabama State and St. Francis, you know, what time of recording this, they've already played that game and Alabama State did win. And then, you know, our honeybees, cross court pass, tip in, bat it around like a DB, and then just lay a layup. Kind of thing. It was really a good way to start off the tournament, kind of thing.
You know, I've always said that Alabama State was the superior SWAC school.
So. Is that you've always said that?
Always have said that.
You know, before we jump into much more of the tournament, let's back up a little bit and give the SEC tournament its props. It was a great tournament, honestly. A great tournament from the first day. You had a lot of teams that were tournament teams that maybe, I guess, outside of Oklahoma, you know, got some wins to put on their resume. You had Texas fighting all the way until they lost on day two to Tennessee, and they played Tennessee. No, sorry, day three.
Yeah.
Day three when they played Tennessee, and, you know, that was able to get them in. 14 teams in the big dance. I mean, that's something special right there.
You know, when people talk about the bias, I think it was deserved. Look at it. I personally think that all 14 should have been in. Texas is a good basketball team, and they're in a dogfight right now with Xavier. We're recording this within the last minute and a half of the game. It's currently 80-79 Xavier with a minute and a half left. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Did getting in over maybe West Virginia, did, you know, something, or Indiana or somebody like that, what does it look like? But, you know, like you said, I think it was a good tournament overall. I think we both kind of didn't really care about the tournament after Saturday, because we weren't in the final. But, you know, Tennessee, Florida, I think Florida's the best team in the country right now.
They're playing the best.
So, you know, Walter Clayton Jr. is just insane. So I may or may not have them to pick to win the national championship in a few of my brackets.
Me too. Right now, I've made three brackets that I've considered Real Rackets, and Florida was the first bracket I made. I had Florida win because they're just playing as good as many. I mean, they're playing the best basketball and right now, you know, their front court is so deep. They just keep running bodies, long white boys out there on you. And then their guards, man, you know, Elijah Martin, Walter Clayton, and all them, they're just able to come at you for so different layers. And that, you know, they're a scary team when they're on, kind of thing. And you know, they took care of business Saturday versus Alabama. And, you know, I would say they basically took care of business Sunday versus Tennessee. In that second half, there was never a doubt in my mind that Florida was going to win that basketball game. Now, Tennessee would, you know, chip it on down to 3 or 4, and then Florida immediate, bam, 7-8, nothing run. And they'd push it back up to 10, 13, something like that. So, you know, hats off to Nashville. I think Nashville is a great spot for the tournament. Hoover is really good for baseball. I hope we never move it from Hoover for baseball. And I like Nashville. I really think Nashville is a good place, is a great host city.
Yeah, me too, 100%. And going back to Florida, man, I think they got two of the best bigs in the country too, in Condon and Howell. And then they don't even start Howell. He comes off the bench and you got Chinyu. I mean, dude just grabs boards. That's all he does. Boards and a post shot. I mean, he's 6'10". How are you going to stop? You got three bigs that are 6'10 or taller. How are you going to stop them? You know, right now you're not.
And they got a kid that's 7'9" sitting on the bench.
Just chilling. Oh man, it's insane. Florida, I think Florida's really, really hot right now. We'll see what happens come to March, or come the tournament starting. Do they play? They play Friday or do they play tomorrow?
I think they're Friday.
Friday. So, you know, do get a little bit of a get to kind of get your feet wet by playing that 16 seed. But you know, they're 8-9 game. You know, with UConn or Oklahoma, it's no easy. That's no easy task. We'll see how the Gators fare out. Hopefully the SEC will be 1-0 here in a few minutes.
Yeah, but it's not looking like it right now. Let's see what else happened that was big in Nashville. I'm trying to think back to and all that kind of stuff. I'll give myself my props. You know, I picked Florida to win it. Not that that was a bold pick or anything like that, but I don't. Let's see. I mean, A&M beating Texas, like we already talked about, kind of thing. You know, we started a great game, Arkansas. Arkansas and Ole Miss was a great game, and then Padula was able to hit that shot right there at the end. You know, Ole Miss gave Auburn a little run for their money on Friday. They're a scrappy team. It's hard to beat a good team three times, and, you know, Auburn was able to do that. But I don't know if I want to see Ole Miss. You know, on one hand, you got them. You beat them three times. You've proven that you can beat them. On the other hand, it's like, you know, a good team four times, it's just not good kind of thing.
At some point, you know, you're gonna run into them. And you know, like you said, I know it's hard to beat a good team four times. That's how I felt about Kentucky after we beat them on Friday night. You know, I was thinking, in no world do I want to see them. Do I want to see Kentucky? But, you know, that would be the Final Four if that were to happen. So, but I'm most excited to see what's gonna happen with these 5-12 games. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's picking their upsets like normal. But I think the one that I would say that has the most potential – 5-12 upset. I want to go as far as saying McNeese and Clemson.
That's
but now in my opinion, I don't think so, just because why would you publicly announce that you're going to go to another school 2 days before you play? You know, I probably would have said, "Hey, could we, you know, can we have the contract and then let's maybe talk about it after we're done."
Yeah, release it after.
Yeah, so something like that. But the SEC is 0-1 in the NCAA tournament right now. Texas did just fall to Xavier. So maybe Texas should have been in. Who knows? Horns down. You know, I don't – maybe it does just mean less.
Maybe if you know, West Virginia would have got in over Texas, West Virginia would still have their coach right now.
Well, they would have him for the tournament. They would have.
All right. Well, do we want to go ahead and hop into see how good our brackets are?
Let's just jump into it, man.
All right. Let's go. The first – game of March Madness, and Jacob's already talked about it, so I'll go ahead and say the dates. Thursday, March 20th, day one of round of 64, we got the 9 seed Creighton 24-10 versus the 8 seed Louisville 27-7. It is 11:15 a.m. Central time zone, God's time zone, don't you forget it. And the game is on CBS, and this is the South region that is being played in Lexington, Kentucky. Jacob, who are you taking to win the first game of March or first game of round of 64?
Man, I don't know, man. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm like up in the air. It's 50-50 as you can get about this. Be honest with you. I think both of them have a good shot at beating Auburn in the round of 32. I think if Creighton advances, Kalkbrenner can shut Jani down. You know, I think he's won Big East Player of the Year. I know he won it, like, I think at least 3 years in a row. I don't know about this year. And Ashworth runs around like a little rabbit. So it's hard to stop him. But Louisville and Chucky Hepburn and I don't remember the coach's name.
Kelsey.
You know, coming in there and doing a heck of a job with Louisville. I don't know. It's going to be a home game for Louisville. I'm going to go Creighton.
I don't hate it. Like you said, I mean, you just described it personally about, you know, very toss-up game kind of thing. And I'm pretty sure last year I lost in this 8-9 game to start the year. I picked it wrong. So
Who was it? Mississippi State and Michigan State. And Mississippi State lets everybody down.
Yeah, but that was – looking back on that, like, what were you thinking? Izzo in March?
Yeah, what's his name? Chris Jans in March.
So, let's might as well just go ahead and start it wrong. You know, me and one of us will be right. So, I'm going to take Louisville. You know, they were – the metrics, if you look at the computer metrics, a lot of them had them as a 3 seed. And they slid all the way back to 8, which, you know, lucky Auburn, woo, kind of thing. But
– go Cards.
I'm gonna give the edge to the home field, I guess you could say, Louisville, and I'm gonna take Louisville to beat Creighton. All right. Next is a 13-4 matchup. We have the 13 seed High Point, 29-5, versus the 4 seed Purdue, 22-11. It is 11:40 on AM on True TV. This is in the Midwest region, which is in Providence, Rhode Island. And I'm gonna take Purdue. I sat on this one for a little bit, kind of thing. You know, High Point, their basketball arena is gorgeous. It's brand new. I've seen all these videos of everybody, you know, gassing up the campus of how good it was. They have a ice cream truck that's free for students all times. You know, that's pretty cool, kind of thing right there. And they've been bought in. Like if you looked at their watch party that they had for the announcement on Sunday, the whole gym was basically packed. Like they had some fan support. So I thought about giving High Point, you know, benefit of the doubt right here, but I'm going to take Purdue. I'm going to take Braden Smith and Matt Painter. You know, even though Matt Painter doesn't have that great success in March traditionally, I am going to take him to win this first game right here versus High Point.
Yeah, High Point's won a lot of games in a row.
Second win. I think they're the second longest winning streak or the first, one of the two.
Yeah.
I think it was like 14.
They haven't lost since the last time they lost was January 16th.
That's a long time ago.
We were just got done talking about the national championship then, if we had even talked about the national championship. I'm going to go with experience. I got to go with the experience. And Braden Smith, first team All-American. Matt Painter, make the Final Four last year. Lose a lot of guys, but they got Fletcher Lawyer shooting 40-something, I think 46% from three. So I think Purdue's going to show their experience and get it done. But I wouldn't be shocked if High Point found a way to win it, but I do think Purdue is going to win the game. So, all right, the next game is the 14 seed Montana, who's 25-9, versus the 3 seed Wisconsin, who's 26-9. 12:30 p.m. tip on TNT is the East Region in Denver, Colorado. Who you got?
Take Wisconsin right here. Don't know much about Montana right here, so I'm going to take Wisconsin in this game right here. They, you know, I think they lost in the semifinal. They even lost in the semis of the championship in the Big Ten tournament, kind of thing, to Michigan. But I'm going to take. I don't know much about them, but I am going to take them to win this game right here.
Don't doubt the Fighting John Duttons of Montana. Okay, no, I'm kidding. Wisconsin. I don't know. I've seen a couple people pick Montana as an upset. I don't know enough, so I'm not going to do it. All right, next game is 16 seed SIU Edwardsville, who's 22-11, versus the 1 seed Houston, who's 30-4. That's 1 p.m. tip on TBS. It's the Midwest region in Wichita, Kansas. I'm going to go Houston.
I don't even know. Does the I stand for Indiana or Illinois? Do we know?
I want to say it's Illinois.
All right, well, they're going to be sent back to Illinois, Southern Illinois, with a loss right here. I'm going to take Houston, man. They're tough. They're gritty. They're kind of like Tennessee. They're the Big 12 version of Tennessee, in my opinion. They're just like beat up on you, and you know it doesn't seem like they get called for a lot of fouls. Honestly, as physical as they are, I know they, when they played Auburn, they were pretty physical, and old buddy with the terrible sideburns was just, you know, getting all the rebounds, and you know they got LJ Cryer still, kind of thing. So I'm going to take Houston to destroy SIU Edwardsville. All right. Next, we got the sixth game of the week, the 16 seed Alabama State, 20-15, in SWAC play versus our overall after coming out the SWAC versus the number one overall seed Auburn, 28-5. It's a 1:50 p.m. on CBS. This is the South region being played in Lexington. Are you taking the bees, Jacob?
I mean, I would love to. I think it would be the most beautiful thing to ever happen on Earth.
I'd quit the podcast.
Okay. Well, we'll be finding a new host. I guess I could slide up, maybe find a host. I think I'm going to go Auburn, and I don't necessarily think it's going to be close. I think they're, 20-something, 30.5-point favorites?
It opened at 30.5, and it quickly went to 31.5. I don't know if it came back down to 30.5, but it's in the 30s.
I'm going to bet you this. I bet Alabama State wins the tip.
Hey, as long as Auburn wins the game, I don't care if they win the tip or, you know, I guess I want to look a little dominant. You know, I don't want to say.
Would you be okay with an Auburn win by one? How would you feel
about that? I would be glad to win. Especially after losing to Yale, so use it last year. So use the Yale and then Alabama State. But anyway, I'd be glad to win to save the meme potential because it would be insane. Twitter would be a war zone. But I would be very scared about the next round. So, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to take Auburn. All right, next we got 12 seed McNeese State, who is 27-6 with their old head coach being, or he's still their head coach, their current head coach being the new North Carolina State head coach and Will Wade versus the 5 seed Clemson. So Will Wade will get very familiar with Clemson next year, who is 27-6. The game is at 2:15 p.m. on True TV. It is a Midwest region and played in Providence. And I am taking an upset. I am taking the upset right here. You know, this Clemson team has beat Duke. They have beat Kentucky right here. But I hadn't Will Wade and the boys getting it done before the news broke. And even though, like you said earlier, the news broke, and that kind of has me worried. You know, I got a new spin zone just so I can take this game, and that the boys are going to be fired up. They don't want to lose. They don't want to play the last game with the coach. So they're going to try and extend it a little bit. And I'm going to take Will Wade to upset Clemson.
Won't be their last game under him. They'll just transfer to him.
I mean, I guess that's true in this age.
Yeah. I'm going to give Clemson Elite Eight experience last year. Like you said, did beat Kentucky and Duke this year. I think Clemson's going to get it done and avoid that upset. I think Will Wade moves on to Wolfpack. You know, picking up a decently storied program in North Carolina State.
Final Four run last year.
And 1983, Jimmy V. So, special guy. Anyways, the 11 seed next game is the 11 seed VCU. It's 28-6 versus the number 6 seed BYU in the East region. This one's played in Denver at 3:05 p.m. tip on TNT. I'm going to go with the Mormons and go BYU. I've seen a lot of people take VCU, and I think my co-host may have taken VCU. I don't know, but I think my teams or the BYU is going to be the better of the three that are teams. So go BYU.
Yep, I am many people. I am taking VCU right here, and I honestly don't have a lot of reason behind it. You know, I haven't watched that much BYU. I've been watching play a few games. I think they skull dragged Clemson earlier in this year in a game. But you know, VCU is going to channel back. Was it the Shaka Smart? Isn't that when they took them to the final? Yep, Shaka Smart days, and they're going to upset BYU here.
Yeah, this game being at Denver, I think does help BYU.
That's true. That is very true.
All right, next game is another one that I'm interested in watching. The 9 seed Georgia, who's 20-12, versus 8 seed Gonzaga, who's 25-8. 3:35 p.m. tip on TBS in the Midwest region in Wichita, Kansas.
Take Gonzaga. I'm gonna take Gonzaga right here. I don't know about Georgia, man. You know, they played fairly well down the stretch. They played fairly well down the stretch, kind of thing. But I just don't know. They don't have really any tournament experience. They have no tournament experience on that team, as far as I can remember. You know, Ace Newell, generational player, but he's a freshman in March. You know, and Mark Few, even though Gonzaga is an 8 seed and they're 25-8, like, he's one of the best coaches in college basketball right here. So I think he's going to be able to one up Mike White, and I'm going to take Gonzaga to get the job done.
Yeah, I think that loss against Oklahoma is going to really hurt him.
All right. Next, we got the 15 seed Wofford, 19-15 in the SoCon versus number 2 Tennessee. Tennessee is 27-7. It is a 5:50 p.m. TNT game. This is the Lexington Midwest region right here. And what are you going to do, Jacob?
I'm going to go to Tennessee. I wish the SoCon champ was Furman. I really do. When we went inside courtside tonight, we watched a really good Furman team come into Samford and win a game of strong performance from P.J. Smith. But I think Tennessee. I think I don't know if Wofford's going to be able to hang. Now, I've seen some people take Wofford and upset. Don't really understand why. I don't know enough about them, but I'm going to go Vols.
Yeah, I know Wofford does have a big guy that shoots free throws underhanded. So, you know, maybe yeah. And Rick Barnes was out there at practice attempting that today. I saw a video of that kind of thing. But, you know, unfortunately, the underhand free throws will not be able to get to, Wofford past Tennessee. Tennessee's just a physical kind of thing, and I think they will beat the SoCon champions. Although their baseball team did lose to a SoCon team Tuesday night.
Is it just fate?
Maybe it's the week of the SoCon. For the Rick Barnes memes in March would be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick Barnes in March. I mean,
watching Tennessee lose is just beautiful.
All right, so both of us got Tennessee right there. All right, next we got another SEC team, 10 seed Arkansas, 20-13. Versus 7 seed Kansas, 21-12, 6-10. CBS, this game is the West region being played in Providence, Rhode Island. You know, that makes a lot of sense. But I'm going to take Arkansas right here. Kansas, you know, they got Alabama legend Riley Griffin on the team. They got, was it AJ Storr, I think, transferred into Kansas kind of thing. But they just haven't put it all together. Just haven't put it all together from the transfer. You know, Bill Self, great coach kind of thing. But let's take Cal. We'll see what Bleak Flan coming back does for me. They didn't play as well when he was there. So maybe he was the reason. I don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think we'll see. I think Big Z has a good game and kind of plays well against Hunter Dickinson in the post. I'm going to go Arkansas as well. I think I really want to see Coach Cal versus Patino in the round. All right. Next game is my favorite Ivy League school, the number 13 seed Yale Bulldogs, who are 22-7 on the year, playing the 4 seed Texas A&M, who's 22-10. 6:25 p.m. tip on TBS in the South region in Denver, Colorado. What a place. What you going with?
Let's take A&M. I don't see Yale beating SEC teams in the round of 64 back-to-back years. I think last year they were a 12 seed and Auburn was a 5, but maybe they were 13-4. Maybe it was 13-4 kind of thing. But I am going to take A&M. You know, Buzz Williams, Bruce Pearl's not like Buzz Williams, so Buzz Williams will be able to give them the sixth man on the court to play a little defense kind of thing. You know, Danny Wolf transferred out, thank God. But who knows? He's still in Auburn's side of the bracket. So, but, you know, I don't have no faith in them smart kids from up north. Give me A&M.
I'm going to go with Yale. I don't know why, but John Polakoudis, or Polakoudis, however you say it, I may have probably mispronounced both of them. But I think the lefty had a great game against Auburn last year. We'll see who guards him. Wouldn't be shocked if takes in and blows him out of the water, but I think this is one of the upsets that I really want to see, so that's why I'm going with it. All right, and the next game is the one that I have a little bit of special interest in, the 11 seed Drake Bulldogs, who are 30-3, versus the 6 seed Missouri, who's 22-11. 6:35 p.m. tip on True TV in the West region in Wichita. So not too far away from Missouri. Really not too far away from Drake either, being from Iowa. So who are you going to go with?
I'm sticking with the SEC roots. I'm going to take Coach Dennis Gates and the boys and Caleb Grill to beat Drake. Drake's really good. You know, the record shows it right there. 30-3, no matter what conference you're playing in, is pretty impressive. But I don't know. I haven't really got to watch them that much. I've seen some of their stats kind of thing. But I think Caleb Grill's going to have a nice game. And being close, Wichita being close to Como and all that kind of stuff, I think Missouri will travel. So I'm going to take Missouri.
Yeah, Drake was the first college team to get 20 wins this year. I think they beat Vanderbilt early in the year.
I think you're right.
Oh, you know, a good win for them. I'm going to go Drake, though. I think they've played so well together. Their coach came from Northwest Missouri State, who won so many championships in D2. So I'm going to go with an experience in another league coach, but going to go with Drake.
All right, now we got the 10 seed Utah State, 26-7 versus the 7 seed UCLA, 22-10. 8:25 p.m. on TNT. This is the Midwest region that's being played in Lexington. And I'm gonna take UCLA. I thought about Utah State a little bit right here coming out in the Mountain West, but in a game that I don't really know much about either team, I am going to stick with the big boys in the higher seat. So give me UCLA.
Yeah, we very well could be walking into a trap game. I'm going to go UCLA. I'm going to go with the Bruins and Mick Cronin and experience.
All right, now we have the 15 seed Omaha, 22-12 versus the 2 seed St. John's. It is on 8:45 p.m. CBS in Providence. It's the West region, so not too far from St. John's. What you going with, Jacob?
I'm gonna go St. John's, but I think the Mavericks could be close. Could be completely wrong. Don't know. But this is a 9:45 p.m. tip for them on the East Coast.
That's true.
Late game.
But I'm gonna take St. John's as well. I don't think Providence, Rhode Island, is that far from New York, from Queens. But I'm not too good on my Northwest geography kind of thing. But you know, Patino, March. It's hard to go against some kind of thing. So give me St. John's.
Yeah. All right. Next game. Is the 12 seed UC San Diego, who's 30-4, versus the 5 seed Michigan, who's 25-9. 9 p.m. tip on TBS in the South region in Denver. Who you got?
I'll take UC San Diego. I am going to take UC San Diego. I saw out of the Big West, I saw a lot of people take this one, and I kind of like this one. I think, you know, and I already have a 12-5 upset. So picking two 12-5 upsets is a little risky kind of thing, but I'm going to rock with it. I'm going to take UC San Diego. First year that they were eligible to make the tournament, and both their men's and women's team made it. So, you know, even though Auburn legend Trey Donaldson's on that team and Yale legend Danny Wolf is on that team, and two Alabama legends, right? And Sam Walters and what's the other kid? Burnett, yeah. So, you know, they're experienced team with some transfers and the thing, but I'm gonna take UC San Diego.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Michigan, Trey Donaldson and Danny Wolf. You know, both have experience in the tournament. So does Sam Walters being on a Final Four team. So I'm gonna go yeah, it's fine on being on the team. I'm gonna go with Michigan to get it done. As the higher seed, I don't have any 5-12 upsets. So that means all of the 5 seeds are going to lose. All right, the last game on Thursday night is the 14 seed UNC Wilmington, who's 27-7, versus the 3 seed Texas Tech, who's 25-8. It's a 9:10 p.m. tip on True TV in the West region in Wichita. I'm going to go Texas Tech. I don't know why, but I just think they're typically pretty good in March. So I'm going to go Tech.
Yeah. I'm going to take Texas Tech as well. They had some injuries middle of the season. They're starting to get some of the guys back right here. I think Texas Tech will be able to travel from Lubbock to Wichita. So I'm going to take the Red Raiders to cap off day one of the round of 64. All right, jumping into day two of the round of 64, which is Friday, March 21st. The first game of the day, another 8-9 matchup. We have 9 seed Baylor, 19-14, versus the 8 seed Mississippi State, 21-12. 11-15 CBS. This is the East region, which is being played in Raleigh, North Carolina. Who are you going with, Jacob?
Baylor. I mean, I don't think Mississippi State's going to – Mississippi State doesn't – they just haven't shown up in March in recent memory. So – I don't expect anything different. I think you're going to get that mediocre Mississippi State team that just doesn't show up. I mean, maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I'm going to go the Baylor Baptist Bears.
Yeah, I'm taking Baylor too. Scott Drew, great coach, kind of thing. I think they're going to have a top five lottery pick. Is he healthy right now? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, you know, Josh Hubbard, X factor maybe. If he's hot, he's hot, and they're hard to beat when he's hot. But when he's not, when he's just kind of his normal, you know, Wade Taylor, RJ Davis looking kind of self, it's, you know, they're kind of iffy kind of thing. So I'm gonna rock with Baylor as well. All right, next one, a game that everybody will be rooting for the underdog, the 15 seed Robert Morris, 26-8, whatever conference they play in, versus the number 2 seed Alabama, 25-8, 11:40. AM True TV. This is the East region in Cleveland, Ohio. Who are you going with, Jacob?
You know, I met a guy named Bob Morris one time. Nah, not a great guy. I'm going to go Alabama.
You didn't like him?
No, not my favorite. I'm going to go Alabama. 22.5 point favorites. Wouldn't be shocked if they don't cover it, to be honest. But I think Alabama's going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to take Bama. Ain't got much to say right here. I don't know anything about Robert Morris. I think they're Pennsylvania. I think that's right, that they're in the you know, either little northeast, mid, little Great Lakes area kind of thing. But I think Alabama will just have their way with them. So the Tide.
Yep. All right, going to the next game is the 14 seed Lipscomb, who's 25-9 out of the A-Sun, versus the 3 seed Iowa State, who's 24-9. Big 12 runner-ups. 12:30 p.m. tip on TNT at the South region in Milwaukee. Everything I got wants to take Lipscomb. Just because I think Iowa State's best players out, or one of them, Keyshawn Gilbert. I think he's hurt right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for the whole tournament.
So, you know, being out for the whole tournament doesn't help. You know, Lipscomb can shoot it. They've got a guy by the name of Onyakovich, I think is how he's, or Ognachevich, something like that. Really lit up. I mean, he's averaging 20 a game and 8 boards a game, shooting 57% from the field. So I wouldn't be shocked if Lipscomb pulls this one off, but I'm going to go with Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm going to take Iowa State as well. I just think they'll be too much for Lipscomb. But, you know, Lipscomb is a perfect group, you know, underdog that can shoot the lights out of it, that you could have an upset kind of thing, but I'm gonna have to go with Iowa State here.
Yeah. All right. Next game is number 12 Colorado State, who's 25-9 versus the 5-seed Memphis, who's 29-5. So 1 p.m. tip on TBS in the West region in Seattle, Washington. I'm gonna go Memphis. A lot of people are picking Colorado State. I think they're actually favored in the game. So. But I'm going to go Memphis and Penny Hardaway and PJ Haggerty and Dan Danger to get it done.
Yep. I am a lot of people. Again, I am Colorado State. I think they're going to beat Memphis right here. I'm not sold as Penny Hardaway as a coach. You know, I think he's a pretty good recruiter. I just don't know how good of a coach he is kind of thing. And, you know, it's a long trip from Memphis to Seattle kind of thing. So give me Colorado State. I am kind of scared because so far I have took all 12 or three of the four, and we ain't even got to the other one yet of the 12 seeds to win. So that's probably not going to happen, but why not? Give me Colorado State. All right. Next, we got number six, the 16 seed Mount St. Mary's, 23-12 versus the 1 seed Duke, 31-3, 1:50 p.m. on CBS. This is the East region in Raleigh. What you going to, Jacob?
With or without flag.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't even know if you, I mean, I don't, I'm trying to decide if you play him or not. Do you play him, try and knock some rust off, or do you sit him to try and, you know, get him as healthy as possible kind of thing? I like you said, I don't think it matters. Didn't matter when they played Louisville. They beat Louisville pretty good in the ACC championship. So, give me Duke.
Yeah, sit him and let him run the next day at practice or something.
All right, got another SEC team right here. The 10-seed Vanderbilt, 20-12 versus the 7-seed St. Mary's. I guess the guy, whichever guy made the spreadsheet, I don't know exactly who made it. Probably me though. Didn't put St. Mary's record, so I forgot. I don't know what they got right here, but they're. It's the 2:15 p.m. game on True TV. It's East Region in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm gonna take the SEC team. Barbaum and them are gonna get the job done versus St. Mary's. St. Mary's is gonna try and slow the game down. Try and be real slow kind of thing. I think Vanderbilt will be okay, honestly, with that. I don't think they're not one of the – when you think of teams that like to run in the SEC, they're not – they don't jump out as them kind of thing. So give me the nickel kid to knock down a lot of threes, and Vandy gets the upset.
Yeah, I'm going to go St. Mary's. They are going to try to slow down. I mean, their conference championship game, final score is 58-51. That's kind of criminal in this day and age in basketball. you know, their leading scorer and assists, and then their leading rebounder – are both from Lithuania. So, I mean, it looks like they recruit a lot, recruit heavy in Lithuania. Yeah, they got, two guys from Lithuania, a few guys from Australia. So, you know, they're kind of getting them in from everywhere. And I'm going to go St. Mary's and the Gales to get it done. All right. Next game is number 11 seed UNC, who's 23-13 versus the 6 seed Ole Miss, who's 22-11. It's a 3:05 p.m. tip on TNT in the South region in Milwaukee. Who are you going
to
go with?
I'll take Ole Miss. I'm going to take Sean Padula and Chris Beard and the guys to get the job done. UNC looks pretty good the other night. I didn't think they deserved to be in the tournament to start with, but then they, you know, they played pretty well the other night. So give them their credits. I think they can beat them, but I'm going to take Ole Miss right here.
Yeah, so I had Ole Miss on the spreadsheet, and I just changed it. I'm going to go with North Carolina to get it done. I think they looked really good on Tuesday night, and I think they have a shot to – do it. They've got some guys with some experience. So we'll see what happens, but I'm going to go with North Carolina to get it done. All right. And then next game is a 13 seed Grand Canyon, who's 26-7 versus the 4 seed Maryland, who's 25-8, 3:35 PM tip on TBS in the West region of Seattle. A lot of people are calling Maryland the Crab Five. Are you going to go with Maryland?
I am. I'm going to go with Maryland right here. You know, I've took a lot of the 12 seed upsets. I don't know if I can do the same for the 13 seeds. I could see Grand Canyon winning this game. Fun fact, and I don't know how many of these are online, but Grand Canyon is the second largest university in this tournament, 101,000 enrolled. Sure, like I said, a lot of them are online, but still no football team. You got 101,000 students. Like, come on now. But, you know, unlike the women's bracket, which I have one of the ones I have made, I had Grand Canyon winning the whole thing. They're going to lose in the first round right here.
Yeah. Had a lot of paid actors as fans last year when they played Alabama. So anyways, yeah, going to go Maryland.
All right. Next, we go to the 16 seed Norfolk State, 24-10 versus number one seed Florida, 30-4, 5:50 p.m. on TNT. This is a West region being played in Raleigh. Does Norfolk State got the upset, Jacob?
Florida's -28.5, and they're going to win by 35.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Florida runs away, and it's not even close. All right. Next, we got maybe America's team. America's team right here, representing the state of Alabama, the 14 seed Troy Trojans out of the Sun Belt, 23-10 versus the 3 seed Kentucky, 22-11. 6:10 p.m. CBS game on. It's the Midwest region, in Milwaukee. And as much as I'd love to do it, man, I'd love to take the Troy Trojans kind of thing right here. I have to take Kentucky. I haven't seen is Lamont Butler out? Do we know? Is he playing tomorrow? So I don't know, man. I just give me the Wildcats. I can't. I ain't got it in me. Give me Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Kentucky as well. I think Troy got lucky against a really good Arkansas State team that I think was the best team in the Sun Belt. But you know, it is what it is. Kentucky's gonna win by a lot. All right, going to the next game is number 10 seed New Mexico, who's 26-7 versus the 7 seed Marquette, who's 23-10. A 6:25 p.m. tip on TBS in the South region in Cleveland. I'm going to go New Mexico. The Lobos, I think Rich Pitino gets it done. Probably going
to
be wrong.
I'm going to take Marquette. You know, Cam Jones was projected to be a preseason All-American. I don't know. I know he wasn't first team. I don't know if he ended up getting second team or third team kind of thing, but he was scoring. I believe it was somewhere between the 18 to 19 point range, points kind of thing. So I'm going to take Marquette. I really haven't got to watch either of these teams play, I'm going to be honest. So when in doubt, let's take the higher seed. So Marquette.
Great job. All right. 13 seed Akron, who's 28-6 versus the 4th seed Arizona, who's 22-12. 6:35 p.m. tip on True TV. The East region played in Seattle. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go Arizona. Caleb Love, Jaden Bradley, get it done.
Yep. I'm going to take Arizona too. I know LeBron James was very excited that this Akron team made the tournament out of the MAC, but I don't know, man. Give me Arizona to get the job done. All right. Now we go to the 9 seed Oklahoma, who is 20-13 versus the 8 seed UConn, 23-10. 8:25 p.m. on TNT, it's the West region in Raleigh. Who are you going with, Jacob?
Well, actually, I'm going to go Oklahoma. Never mind. I'll go Oklahoma.
Stick with them. Representing the SEC.
SEC is the real deal. Never doubt it.
I'm going to take UConn. You know, there, a lot of teams had UConn being I think they were preseason number one, maybe. They were pretty close in that region. They kind of fell apart in Maui. And then since then, they've just kind of, you know, been off and on, hit or miss kind of thing. You know, Hurley probably going to get a tech during this game. Does not surprise me one bit if he does. He's going to get one. Hey, I've kind of changed my opinion on him. I did like him before the year started. I've kind of decided I'm not a big fan of him right now. But I think they're a good basketball team. So, and I'm not sure about Oklahoma. So, all right. Next, we got the 11 seed Xavier coming off of a win tonight, Wednesday night, versus Texas, 22-11 versus the 6 seed Illinois. Illinois is 21-12. It is the 8:45 p.m. game on CBS in the Midwest region in Milwaukee. And I'm going to take Illinois. Take Illinois right here. I know that I've got to watch them play a few games. Lost to Tennessee on a last second layup kind of thing. And, you know, they're a decent team, always pretty competitive in the Big Ten. So I think they're going to get the job done here.
Yeah, I'm going to go Xavier. Got it done tonight. I had Texas there, but I think the winner of that one is going to win against Illinois. All right, the next game is the 15 seed Bryant, who's 23-11, versus the 2 seed Michigan State, who is 27-6. It's a 9 p.m. tip on TBS in the South region in Cleveland. What you got?
Take Michigan State. Izzo in March. That's all you need to know, baby. So even though Bryant, you know, they decent run a little bit. I think they played somebody close 2 or 3 years ago. I am going to take Izzo and the boys and Sparty to get the job done.
Yeah, I think I saw where somebody said they don't have a starter under 6'5". Could be wrong. I probably am wrong, so don't quote me on that. But yeah, Tom, Izzo in March. I think Rossine says January, February, Izzo, April. Mm-hmm. So Michigan State. All right, and the final game on Friday is the 12 seed Liberty, who's 28-6, versus the 5 seed Oregon, who's 24-9. This is a 9:10 p.m. tip on True TV in the East region in Seattle. I'm going to go Oregon.
Yeah, I'm going to take Oregon too. It's a long way for Liberty across the country. Oregon, kind of home. I'm not too far from their home. I think they're decent basketball team. They play pretty competitive in the Big Ten. So we'll see how Oregon handles it. But I think they're gonna get the job done. I got to take 1 5 seed to win because I'm taking every other 12. So Oregon's, you got lucky. All right, that concludes the round of 64. Before we jump into the round of 32, I have to preference that me and Jacob, we're going to be picking based on who we have there. So it is very likely that the teams that we have there are just not there. And we're just talking about random nothing stuff kind of right here. But we'll try and give it to the way we go. So the first game is Jacob has Creighton, 8 seed Creighton, and I have the 9 seed Louisville versus the 1 seed Auburn. This is the South region being played in Lexington. Who are you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go with, oh God, I want to do it, but I'm going to.
Do it.
Dude, I want to so bad just because I genuinely think that it can happen. I'm going to go Creighton.
I want the haters to be loud. They're probably going to be right and loud at the same time. But, you know, God, I wish I could see all I could see. I just spelled Creighton on that spreadsheet right there. I'm still not right. But I'm going to take Auburn. You know, Bruce Pearl, outside of the one time that he made the Final Four in 2019, has not got out of the round the first weekend at Auburn. I'm hoping that changes this weekend. If not, I'll be very sad at my law school barrister ball, even though I call it the barrister ball. A little formal action on Saturday night. But I'm going to take Auburn to get the job done. All right, next we have Jacob has the 5-seed Clemson. I have the 12-seed McNeese versus the 4-seed Purdue. Midwest region being played in Providence. And I want to take McNeese so bad. I do. But I think the Will Wade tenured will come to close right here, and I'm going to take Purdue to advance.
Yeah, this is a tough one. They're both experienced. One went to the Final Four, one to the Elite Eight. I'm going to go with Clemson. All right. Next game is I have as 6-seed BYU. Wells has the 11-seed VCU versus the 3-seed Wisconsin in the East region in Denver. Who you got?
Take Wisconsin. Like I said, when we talked about it earlier in the round of 64, I don't know a lot about all three of these teams. I know Wisconsin has played pretty good ball throughout the year. So I'm going to take them to advance to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wisconsin as well. I think Wisconsin gets it done against BYU or VCU, even though it's in Denver. So they did just come off a loss in the Big Ten championship game, but I think they'll bounce back and make it to the Sweet 16. All right, the next game is the 8-seed Gonzaga, who is versus the 1-seed Houston in the Midwest in Wichita. Who you got?
Take Houston. I'll take Houston right here or there. Like I said, they play really good ball. They slow it down, beat you up kind of thing. So I think they will be a 1-seed that advances. So give me Houston.
Give me the Zags.
Uh-oh, the 1-seed falls.
Give me the Zags. I'm going to be honest with you. You can't remember the last time Houston made a Final Four. And so I just feel like they can never get over that hump and get there, play really well, but just never get there. And Gonzaga's made it before and, you know, usually makes that Sweet 16 Elite Eight round. So I'm going to go the Zags.
All right. Next, we got the 7-seed UCLA versus the 2-seed Tennessee in the Midwest region in Lexington. What you going with, Jacob?
Unfortunately, going to go Tennessee. Very unfortunate.
Yeah. I'm going to take Tennessee as well. I think they'll be able to get the job done right here. You know, we said it earlier when we were talking about the round of 64. It is Rick Barnes in March. So this one has upset potential of it. But I think Tennessee will be able to travel really well from Knoxville to Lexington. Not that far, all things considered right here. So give me Tennessee. All right. Next, what we have being the battle of Hall of Fame coaches, 10-seed Arkansas versus the 2-seed St. John's. West region being played in Providence. And I'm going to take St. John's. I'm going to take St. John's to advance the Sweet 16. You know, I clowned Arkansas so much early in the year when they were losing, kind of thing, but I got to give them credits. But I don't think I don't think he's going to be able to get them to the round or get them to the Sweet 16. You know, that's kind of why Kentucky got rid of him. He was struggling a little bit later in his career to get it past that first weekend. And I don't think it's going to happen here. So St. John's.
Man, I really want to take Arkansas. I really do. I'm going to go St. John's, though. I'm going to go with the Johnnies. See what happens. Rick Pitino's done a big job turning that program around from where, you know, where it's been. So go with the Johnnies. All right. Next game is I have it as a 13-seed Yale. Wells has it as the 4-seed A&M. And I have him playing the 5-seed Michigan, and he has him playing the 12-seed UC San Diego. So if you're driving down Highway 82, listen to that. I do apologize. It's the South region in Denver. I'm going to have it. I obviously have it Yale, Michigan. I'm going to have Michigan winning.
I am taking UC San Diego to get out and make it to the Sweet 16 and their first ever time being eligible for the big dance kind of thing. So give me UC San Diego to get it done.
All right. In the final game of Saturday, I have it as the 11-seed Drake playing the 3-seed Texas Tech, and Wells has it as the 6-seed Mizzou playing the 3-seed Texas Tech in the West region in Wichita. Who you got?
Yeah, let's scratch that. Taking Missouri. Missouri advances. Dennis Gates and the boys are going to get the job done. Caleb Grill is going to pop off, and they're going to beat Texas Tech. Give me the SEC team.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tech here. I think Drake's little Cinderella run ends. I think the more experienced team, which I might even be speaking wrong on that, is going to make it to Sweet 16.
All right. Well, that concludes the first day of the round of 32. Day two of the round of 32, Sunday, March 23rd. First game we got going, both of us have it being the 9-seed Baylor versus the 1-seed Duke. Raleigh region, East region. What you going with, Jacob?
BJ Edgecombe gives Baylor a chance, but I think Duke ultimately pulls it away.
I'm going to take Duke too. I think Flag will be back this game, and I think they'll be able to. I kind of think they're going to run away from Baylor right here. I've watched Baylor play a few games. They haven't really impressed me that much. So give me Duke. All right. Next, we got what Jacob has being the 7-seed St. Mary Gales versus what I have, or sorry, and I have the 10-seed Vanderbilt versus the number 2-seed Alabama. This is the East region that is in Cleveland, and I'm going to take the Tide. I think the Tide are going to make it to the Sweet 16. It's a favorable matchup with Vanderbilt, if I'm right. If they play Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt played them close in Tuscaloosa, but that was a midweek game. And this is Sunday, and it's not Nashville. It's not a Saturday in Nashville. So, you know, I was probably wrong picking Vanderbilt the last round because it wasn't a Saturday in Nashville, but I'm going to stick with it, but I'm going to take the Tide here.
Yeah, Tide. Sears, Ramadan Moe. LeBaron, hopefully, plays better than he did against Florida and gets it going for Bama. So the next game is I have it as the 11 seed North Carolina. Wells has it as a 6-seed Ole Miss. We both have them playing the 3-seed Iowa State.
Didn't you end up changing? Did you end up going Flipskin or did you change it to Iowa State?
No, I kept Iowa State.
Okay, making sure.
Yeah. South in the South region in Milwaukee. Who you got?
Ole Miss goes to the Sweet 16. I think this is where, like you said, Iowa State had some injuries, and if they get past Lipscomb, I don't think they're going to get past the winner of this game. I think Sean Padula, Malik Dia, and them are going to be able to have a good game, especially with Iowa State having all those injuries. So Chris Beard gets Ole Miss to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm going to go North Carolina. If I were to take Ole Miss in this game, I would have Ole Miss making it to the Sweet 16 as well. All right. And the next game I have it as the 5-seed Memphis. Wells has it as the 12-seed Colorado State versus the 4-seed Maryland in the West region at Seattle. I'm going to go with Maryland to get it done. I think they'll make the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'll take Maryland as well. I think, like I said, I didn't take Penny Hardaway because I don't think Memphis and he's that great of a coach. I think Colorado State's little run will end right here with Maryland. I think they'll be able to. I'm trying to think. I can't think of the kid's first name, but his last name's Queen. He played at what school did Cooper Flagg go? The school in Florida. They played that year. They were, you know, 2 5-stars playing high school ball together. That's, you know, the whole team is just dominant kind of thing. I think he'll be able to have a good game. So give me Maryland. Next, we got the number 9 Oklahoma versus, or sorry, Jacob has it being the number 9 Oklahoma versus I have it be, or God, I did it again, 9 Oklahoma. And I have the 8-seed UConn versus the 1-seed Florida in the Raleigh West region. And what you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go with Florida. That's it. Ty Golden, Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida, too. I think Ty Golden and them will advance to the Sweet 16. All right, now we have what Jacob has been, the 11-seed Xavier, and I have been the 6-seed Illinois versus the 3-seed Kentucky. Midwest region being played in Milwaukee, and I'm taking Illinois to get the job done right here. I think they're going to be able to beat Kentucky. I think Mark Pope is going to finish the year out, just like they not getting out the round of 60, or not getting out the first weekend, which is why they fired Cal. I did see, shout out Mark Pope, they are paying for fans gas to drive to Milwaukee. So that's a classy move right there. They did make sure that there was no eligible 9th through 12th grade recruits in the car, so they didn't violate any rules. Not that they've never done that in the past or anything like that. But unfortunately, the good act is not going to be rewarded. I'm going to take Illinois.
I'm going to go Kentucky. I think Big Blue gets it done and maybe bounce back to where they've been in the past. So, all right. And the next game is I have it being the 10-seed New Mexico. Wells has it as the 7-seed Marquette playing the 2-seed Michigan State. It's the East region in Cleveland. I have one word for you, Izzo.
That was going to be my exact line, too. So I guess I can't say one word for you, Izzo. January, February, Izzo.
There you go.
I think that's all that needs to be said.
All right. And the final game of Sunday for the last spot in the Sweet 16, we have the 5-seed Oregon versus the 4-seed Arizona playing in Seattle in the East region. Who are you going to go with?
Take Zona. I'm going to take Arizona to beat their old Pac-12 rivals. Caleb Love, he is what it is. He's either going to be on or he's going to be off. But either way, he's taking 30 shots, and none of them are good shots. But I think they'll be able to get the job done. You know, Bama led, Jane Bradley, still there kind of thing. So give me the Wildcat.
Yeah, Oregon beat a really, 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 really good Alabama team. So I'm going to go Oregon to get it done. Dana Altman, go with the experience. So,
all right. Well, I guess that wraps up March Madness, the first weekend.
Yeah, you know, hopefully some of these matchups we got correct.
At least one.
I'm hoping maybe we can go one. God knows however many games there are. But, you know, this is the beauty of it. You never know. So you just really never know. So let me go back, since we've been on baseball for a couple of episodes. So we got to go back to what the episodes are. So that's going to wrap up episode 13. Now, season 6 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you in the Sweet 16 and Elite 8.